Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Little Orleans, and this is appropriate. Still the one. Jordana is still the one. The one I miss. Hey, Jor.
I miss you,
man,
too.
It's good to hear your voice. You sound good.
I miss you, too. Thank you. I miss you, too, and I think it's crazy that we're going to have a week. This week is the end of our show, and on Friday, it's you know, DJ's gone. You're going to be alone. I'm going to try and bust in with you for a little bit, but we should be having a big rip-roaring celebration, and I feel like we're not doing it justice properly. This darn cancer gets in the way of all the fun stuff.
Well, yeah, you've been dealt an especially rough hand here, Jordana, and kudos to you for keeping things going and staying positive. I know, without getting into the nitty-gritty details, it was a couple of rough weeks, right?
You know, Paul, it was, and I honestly, coming out of it, like, I'm glad you talked to Mark, because a lot of the stuff is still a blur to me. A lot of what happened to me is still a blur to me. So I'm not really the right person to be able to explain everything that happened to me to you, unfortunately. I wish I was. I know that I'm better now, that I'm on the mend, that there were a couple of scary days with some liver enzymes and some heart issues. But I do know that that I'm better now, that my what's it called? See, I'm still struggling with clarity. That my cells have engrafted and they are growing. Right. That my platelets are the highest they've been in more than 2 years. That
wow.
My hemoglobin is doing good. My white blood cells are a little bit high, but we're working on that. So things are moving in the right direction for me.
And well, Jor, that obviously fantastic news. You're out of immediate danger. You've been discharged from the Mayo Clinic. What comes next? What are they saying in terms of setting expectations, what you can and can't do?
Well, I can't do much. I've been discharged from the Mayo Clinic, but I am. I have to go there every day. So I go every day to the Mayo and get my blood drawn and make sure that I don't have any kind of medical crisis that I need to get back, you know, that I need to be readmitted for or anything like that. So that's good. They say I'm supposed to do everything. I'm off my feeding tubes. I'm off all of my intravenous stuff. And what I am on is just a giant amount of pills every single day. So that's okay. Right? It could be a lot worse. I could still be in the hospital. So I'm happy to be on the pills. It's fine. And it's just day by day. What I have to do now is just get stronger, walk, try to exercise, try to eat solid food, which has been a struggle. A girlfriend did come down to visit me today, and I said, fair warning, I look sick. You know, I do. I look thin. I lost all my hair again. Those have been following maybe on Instagram at Jordana Verde. You can see it, you know, it all. But some of the most obvious issues that I had, like I had a lot of mucositis in my mouth and my lips, which is making them inflamed, that has gone down and has gotten a lot better. So I'm able to eat. But yeah, I think it's right now it's just day to day, getting stronger and getting better. I'm very tired.
Yeah. Well, You sound remarkably good after what you've been through.
Thank you.
And Jor, I know you're leaving me for another man, but if you were to leave me for any man, it would be Adam Carter. And tell listeners what they can expect 9 to noon starting on Monday.
Well, I feel like you and I haven't addressed this properly on the air, that, you know, we're breaking up the band and mom and dad are, well, we're not getting a divorce, but we're, you know, moving on. You are
it's a separation.
Enjoying
yeah.
more time off. Yeah, exactly. You're going to be able to enjoy more time off with your vacations. And, you know, we all know that you and that travel bug cannot be separated. And I'm going to mornings, which are great hours for me. And I'm really looking forward to being with Adam Carter. But, Paul, I miss you and I love you. And we have had a great 5 years and we have accomplished a lot. We have seen the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul and the state of Minnesota through many, many challenging, fun, terrifying, difficult times. And I don't want this to pass. I don't want this week to pass unceremoniously and us not to acknowledge the show that you and I have done together, the fun that we've had, and the progress that I believe that we have made together. So I am forever in gratitude to you as my radio husband and partner and just guy to get through the days with and make sense of all the craziness that has been happening. Have you told the listeners what you're going to be doing?
I got that new superstore,
the
Facts,
the
please.
Mm-hmm.
Facts and
yeah.
Pager Superstore in Burnsville mm-hmm. that I'm really high on. I think it's going to be very successful. I think they're coming back. Mm-hmm. Vinyl came back. Mm-hmm. Why not fax machines and pagers? So this is a plug for that. But yeah, look, I've got my last weather company, my seventh and final weather company. And it has to be my last or my wife will strangle me in my sleep. Actually,
right.
She'd strangle me wide awake if I launch another one. But I want to help grow that. It's going well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a great team. And you've been part of that team 10 years ago. That same team is still
wow.
mostly together. And so thank you for mm-hmm. that, Jor. And yeah, we want to travel more, see more things, and I'll be still doing weather on CCO, hopefully from, you know, different locations. I want to visit family, my dad out east, spend time. He's turning 92, and so I feel this need to be with him as much as I can be. But you know what? It's been a great ride. I regret nothing. You try things in your life, you experiment, you tinker, and, I mean, to be in this seat with you... Well, you had your own seat, but that would be awkward. I'm so glad we were able to try this, Jordana. And
Me too.
The last 5 years have been crazy. Crazy time to be alive. Crazy time to have a talk radio show. But having
Great.
You as my co-pilot, having you along for the ride, partnering with you meant a lot to me. And you know what? I'm glad you're going to keep it going. I'll be listening in the morning and from
Thank
my
you.
Superstore in Burnsville.
And I'll be calling you and saying, Paul, I need the weather, but I need it in less than 30 seconds. So you're going to have to wrap it up quickly. And and people don't know this about us, but I'm still planning on coming to the cabin. I still have a key to the cabin. And you and I are still going to have our old fun times off the air because friendships don't end. Maybe radio shows end, but friendships don't necessarily end. So you and I are still going to continue the friendship that is true and real as it ever was and has been for more than the last decade.
I appreciate that, Jor. You're one of a handful of friends I'm going to hang on to forever. So thank you for that. And good luck, 9 to noon. I know you guys are going to be incredible. And if you can hop on Friday, it's been your show too. So
I think Friday I'll spend more time with you. Mark finally got the Comrex working from the Gift of Life House here at in Rochester. So he has it all working. So I think Friday I can really, hopefully I'll feel stronger and we'll get to do a little more of our time together.
Awesome. Go take a nap. Thanks for joining us today.
I need one.
I'm relieved. I'm sure listeners are relieved. Keep healing up, Jor. You're on the road to recovery and so happy to hear the amazing news. Hang in there, my friend.
You're the best, my friend. Be well.
Thank you, Jor. I think she's a little skeptical about the whole fax and pager thing. I don't know. I think I got a shot. You're telling me I got a shot? Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities. He's with us every Tuesday. That will not change. I have a hunch Joran Adam will be talking a lot with Stephen in the morning. When we come back, an update from Stephen Belton. That's next on CCO. For the better part of 5 years, I have greatly enjoyed my conversations. Our conversations. Jordana and I have asked Stephen Belton all kinds of questions, searching for truth, searching for perspective, context, all those things you can't get on an app on your smartphone. And I think you can only get from talk radio. And through these crazy times, the pandemic, the riots, the death of George Floyd, Stephen Belton has been a steady hand on the wheel. Proud to call him a friend. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Good to be with you again. And good to have you among my handful of friends.
That's all you need is a handful, right? A handful of people you can tell anything to. People get caught up in the whole Facebook friends and, oh, I have 267 Facebook friends. Yeah, but can you tell them anything, right? Would they show up if you actually need them to show up? So I think a handful is the right number. What's on your mind today?
Oh, just that, well, first enjoying the weather. I'm coming off of 10 days of vacation with my bride, and we drove out west to Utah and Arizona, saw some of the great national parks and monuments, and more importantly, just got a chance to reconnect and revitalize ourselves and remember why we got married 41 years ago. So it's I'm actually pleased to say, Paul, that I've got pretty much nothing on my mind, which is a good thing. I highly recommend.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. We all need, every couple needs that reset, and good for you. And there's something about, I still love a good road trip. It's a different experience than getting onto an airplane and going through all the gymnastics that you go through at the terminal and car rental. But I think there's something to be said for road trips. Yesterday, we talked about Juneteenth. We had a professor on, Professor Yohuro Williams from the University of St. Thomas, and he talked a little bit about reparations. And I'm just curious, stepping back, are you more optimistic now about where things are than maybe you were June of last year? Are you optimistic, or are we moving in the right direction, however slowly?
I think we are. It's really hard to measure progress. It happens so slowly and so incrementally. I mean, we're talking about reparations from 450 years ago of the original sin of slavery that this country is so wrapped up in and still in such great denial about. But the thing that encourages me, that gives me hope, is that we're having these conversations now. These were not conversations that we were having 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, let alone 100 years ago. And even though people are wrestling with it, people are having a great deal of stress trying to figure out what it means and who it would mean something for, the fact that we're having the conversations is what gives me encouragement. I don't expect to see a national reparations policy in my lifetime, but maybe my children, or someday I'm blessed with grandchildren, maybe they will be. But right now I can appreciate the fact that we have more people who are willing to talk about it, which means that we are confronting, not only the original sin of slavery and racism, but confronting its vestiges, the fact that we are still dealing with, the results of racist white supremacist policies in this country today. The fact that I can have this discussion with you, the fact that I can talk about it in an open forum, is what gives me encouragement.
Absolutely. And that's going to continue. I'm not stepping out. I'm stepping back. I'm going to be doing weather and focusing on my weather company and seeing as much of America and the rest of the world as I can while I can still travel, while I'm still in halfway decent shape physically. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm pretty sure Jordana has dibs on you and keeping these conversations going between 9 and noon. Have they reached out? I think they have.
I think they have as well. As I said, I've been gone for 10 days, so I made it a point not to even read email. I did answer a phone call from Dave, your producer, because I thought maybe the world was coming to an end because Dave was calling me on a day that wasn't Tuesday. So we had a nice conversation. He gave me some great tips about where to go and where to hike in Utah. But other than that, I don't know. I'm hoping that we will continue the conversation with Jordana in the 9 to noon hour time frame. It's nice to know that Jordana called dibs on me. I mean, you know, I've still got that playground mentality when, you know, you stand around and wait to be picked.
Yeah. I hear you. No, she definitely picked you. There's no question. And we want to keep the conversation, the larger conversation going. We need to talk. And we need to listen. And I think it's the hardest thing because we all have such short attention spans and we chase the next shiny object. But just the idea of even if you disagree with somebody, just hear them out. Listen, is there common ground? What can we agree on? That's a conversation that needs to keep happening over and over and over again. And hopefully we'll evolve. Hopefully things will get better. And to your point, your grandkids we'll live in a world that takes the whole liberty and justice for all, for real. And we're getting closer, but we still have a way to go in that journey. Stephen Belton,
you've got a great. Yep.
No, go ahead.
You got a great diversity among your listeners. I get calls and emails and texts from some people who think I'm the dumbest person ever walked the earth, and others who think that I need to run for Congress. Which probably means I'm still one of the dumbest people on earth. So the point of it is that you've got a great diversity of listeners who are willing to engage in the conversation. And that's what I think is important. That's what I appreciate about you and Jordana hosting me for all of this time. So thank you so much to both of you. I will miss doing this program. We'll miss the two of you. But we'll see you in other formats and other platforms.
Keep it going, my friend. You hang in there. My best to you and your amazing wife and your kids and grandkids, and glad you're putting them first. And you made me a little jealous with that road trip to Utah, but I'll see if I can catch up. Stephen Belton, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul. Be well.
You too. Thank you. So, gasoline. Yeah, a lot of people talking about the price of gas and just how, I mean, I'm seeing stuff on social media. People fill up at the pumps and it's $100, $150. Got to take out a mortgage to pay for gas now. How much do you actually know about gasoline? Today's terrible trivia focuses on gasoline. That's up next on CCO. Yeah, my performance on the trivia is terrible. The questions themselves are neutral. Neither good nor bad, they just are. And Chris Tubbsy is producing today, in for DJ. Tubbsy, thank you for coming up with questions about our favorite topic right now, which is not the weather, it's the price of gas, and specifically gasoline, and what we may not realize about gas. So the floor is yours, my friend. Ask away.
All right. Well, before you give me kudos, you might want to hold out to see if these are actually worthwhile questions, but let me see what I got here. Okay, right. Paul, we're going to keep it easy. Drivers in the United States account for around how much of the world's gasoline consumption? Is it 44%, 50%, or 60%?
Oh my goodness! I know that. Folks in Europe and Asia tend to use more mass transit. Maybe they aren't as reliant on planes, trains, automobiles as we are, especially automobiles and trucks. But what's the middle number?
50%.
I'm going to go with 50.
And only 44%?
Really?
Yeah, we only account for 44%. It's interesting when you say No, you're talking about all of the mass transit. All right, true or false? Outside of North America, gasoline is commonly referred to as petrol. True or false?
That I know that's the case in the United Kingdom, in England. I don't know if it's that way in other countries in Europe, but I'm going to go with true.
You are correct. Yes. Petrol.
Ding,
which
ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I've got them both on the same pot. And I guess I could change the music over, but I'll go ding, 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 ding. But yes, it is called petrol. I assume that's short for petroleum.
Petrol. Petrol, yeah.
Petrol. So.
Yeah. Benzene in Germany. Yeah. But
see?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. So now we've got three more. The most expensive gas in the world, contrary to what people think, it is not the United States. Although it was $6.43 when I was in California. Is it?
Ouch.
Is it Japan, Italy, or Norway? Which country has the highest gas price per gallon? Keep in mind, per gallon.
Japan, Italy, or Norway?
Yes.
Well, I know Norway produces a significant amount of oil. I can't imagine, unless they're artificially trying to keep the price high to get people to, you know, transition to electric vehicles. And I was just in Italy, and I mean, the prices were high, a lot higher than here, but still kind of in the ballpark. I'm going to go with Japan.
It is actually, it's actually Norway.
It's Norway?
Norway, yes. I said that it was $9.25 per gallon.
But they use liters, so you're converting it over to gallons. Okay.
Yes.
$9.
$9.25. Every cent matters, Paul. Every cent
And they
matters.
Drill. They drill, baby, drill, but I think they're drilling less. They're trying to wean themselves off oil in Norway. So interesting. I did not know that. Okay.
I believe that is. How am I doing, by the way? Am I doing okay with the questions?
Yeah. These are.
They're okay.
Quite a bit better than DJ's questions.
Oh, man, don't say that. Don't. I don't want the high expectations.
I meant to think that. No. These are interesting stuff around the water cooler. I did not know that Norway has the world's most expensive gas. Okay.
All right. It is not Taco Bell either. Not the most expensive gas. The United States. This is true or false. The United States actually gets most of its oil from the Middle East. Is that true or is that false?
I think it's false. It used to be true, but I think we generate most of the oil we need here in the United States.
Yes, you are correct. We do generate a lot here, but we actually get more from oil in Canada, from Canada and Mexico, rather. We get more from Canada and Mexico than we do from the Middle East.
From Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's progress.
And the last one here, Paul, is another true or false. In 1859, the first U.S. oil well was dug just outside of Abilene, Texas. Is that true or is that false?
I thought the first oil well was Titusville, Pennsylvania. I thought it was PA. So I'm going to go with false.
Oop. You are correct. It was Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Ding, ding,
in 1859. Yep. Ding, 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 ding. So you got that one.
Hey, I'm 3 out of 5. That, for a weather guy, that's pretty good. That's a good day.
That's a really good day for a weather guy. Yes.
I'm going to go out and celebrate.
We're going to let you keep the weather gig. I mean, I have no control in that, but I mean, I assume the powers that be would say that's good enough.
Yeah, that's just good enough.
60%, you know, it's not quite the meaty part of the curve, but it's okay.
Hey, if I was in the Major League Baseball, if I was a Twins catcher and I was, you know, hitting 600, that would be good.
That's
right?
Hall of Fame. That's Hall of Fame worthy. I mean, it's better than Joe Mauer. So good job, Paul. Good job.
Touch that. All right. Thank you, Chris Tubbs. When we come back, Mad Max Maxie up next. The Maxinator. Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxi's out at Target Field where he's on his third adult beverage. And I'm not judging. I'm just reporting the facts, Mike. What are you drinking out there?
Let me tell you something. I just had a glass of lemonade in the cafeteria with a lady that works there I'm talking to, and she's approaching 70, and she just ran Grandma's Marathon on Saturday.
Wow.
So we just had a nice conversation about that. In the heat. But now I'm watching the Cleveland Guardians see batting practice.
Yes.
And it is just so picture-perfect out here right now. It's a beautiful night. It's going to be a beautiful night. It's two teams that the Indians have been hotter than that.
Yeah.
In first place, you got Joe Ryan back pitching. It's everything you want when you're thinking in January. Hey, I might go out to a Twins game this year. This is the kind of night that you had in mind.
Absolutely. So what, 8 of the next 11 games are with the Indians? This is going to be quite a series.
Yeah, they got a 5-pickaroo next week, 5-game special, which Major League Baseball has moved towards the last couple of years. We'll have a 5-game series, and that's it's unusual. They'll play 3 here and then go play them next week for 5 more. So could it determine the division? Probably won't determine the division winner, but unless some team dominates. If some team goes 9-2, they're going to start running away with this division. I don't see that happening because both teams pitch the ball pretty well right now. The starting pitching has been pretty good on both sides. And the Twins have Ryan, as I mentioned, and then Sonny Gray, who's been outstanding, and then Devin Smeltzer. So they're throwing 3 of their better pitchers. Indians don't have Bieber going in this series. They'll see him next week. But they've had some really good outings from across the board. They've got some young players.
Yeah.
I haven't heard if Jose Ramirez is playing or not tonight. He hurt his thumb over the weekend. Rocco Baldelli, I asked him about it, and he said we think he will play because he usually bounces back pretty quick. But he's kind of the straw that stirs that drink, and they build a lot around him. But he's had a bad thumb of lately, and we haven't heard the MRI results.
Hey, Maxie, I meant to ask you this yesterday. 101 yesterday, it felt like 110. Have coaches, high school coaches, middle school coaches, elementary coaches, when it comes to athletes and training, kids specifically, have they gotten the message to dial things back on these beastly hot days? I mean, ever since the death of, Corey Stringer, it seems like it's been top of mind with more coaches. But have we made progress there? We're not putting our kids at risk on these really hot days, are we?
They've got so many rules in place now and the heat index that they follow that these kids are really safe. Right now, if you're outside, most of your training is in the morning. You can have high school football practices without full pads. In the morning, many kids train, whether it's tennis or golf, whatever. Most of it's in the morning. You play your baseball games and your soccer games at night. But society is so much more hydrated than it's ever been before. I mean, it's over the years.
Good.
You go back to the 70s, the old theory, you know, you talk to coaches and they go, you know, the theory was a mean football player is a good football player, so don't give them too much water. Keep them angry. And then we move past that. And we realized that, you know, let them drink as much water as they want any time they want. So these high schools are really safe about that kind of stuff. And then the high school league puts out a specific heat index, and it tells you, you know, if it hits this, you ain't playing. So it's probably more simplistic now than it's ever been before.
That's good news. Thank you for the reassuring news. Maxie, we got about a minute. What are you tracking?
Well, I'm out here tonight for part of this, and that'll be the big part. NBA draft coming up this week. Of course, Chet Holmgren. We had Larry Suggs on last night, Jalen's father, who went through that drafted last year. And, of course, he coached Chet, and a big deal, big to-do going on Thursday, of course, for him. Lynx played night against Phoenix. Phoenix is not a very good team either. Lynx have been terrible. Phoenix has been terrible, but Phoenix doesn't have Brittany Griner because she's in Russia in the jail. And Ben Johnson from the Gopher basketball team met the press today because they have summer practices. And Parker Fox, one of the kids that injured his knee last year, injured again this year. So it looks like he might be lost for a good chunk of the season. But he made an announcement today. They have X amount of practices they can have, NCAA guidelines, during the summer months. They're doing those right now.
Maxie, listeners want to know, what's your favorite fishing lake in Minnesota? Can you give that up or not?
Yep, Lake Kitlo, where I grew up in Gaylord, Minnesota. bullhead population's up. You can catch a good-sized carp, and occasionally you'll even get a sunny. Mm. But that's far and away, I think, the secret lake that not enough people go to.
Okay. I knew you'd have an answer. Maxie, we'll be watching. We'll be listening.
I haven't
Thank
heard
you, my friend.
Since.
All right. Drone deliveries from Amazon are imminent. That's next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.